Dust Body Radio. Life after dust. Dust Body Radio.
You need to tune in to
Dust Body Radio. Life after dust. Dust Body Radio.
Life after dust. Dust Body Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit DustBody.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
On the stars of tomorrow. You need work in your career. Steady J holds the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is the more Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music wins with hot models. We got em. Life after dust. Dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You can even visit DustBody.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah! What's up, everybody? This is Hump Day at the Dust on Life at the Dust Live, right here on the Dust 5 Radio Network, man. We do this every freaking Wednesday. Every Wednesday on Life at the Dust Live, we have the Hump Day After Dust Convention. And, of course, you know, 2 hour show, always a lot of craziness. You get me first hour, and then second hour, you get the beautiful, talented T. Marie. So, you know, we always do it, a great tag team on the hours to do so well with it. Today's show, we'll be having two guests coming through the building. We're going to have my girl, Ladybug, AJ, in the first hour. We'll be talking to her about not only about her modeling, but as also as well as, you know, her giving back and being the founder of the Ladybug AJ Halfway House. So we'll be talking to her about that. And then second hour, my girl, T. Marie Walker's model T. Tijuana Shorter, a.k.a. Monique the Body, as her special guest co-host, as well as to talk up some latest news and love, and also get a little bit about what Monique the Body is about. So y'all get a little bit of everything right here on What Are the Crazy Souls on the Net. Shout out to everybody listening live. If you're listening, you know, we listen to the archives too. You're listening to be the archives. I appreciate everyone. Have you listened? Just listen. That's all I ask. So, all right, so we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. And then we come from this song break, we'll be back right here on Life After Dust Live. We're going to go ahead and get to that money. So let's go to my boy Spinner.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time. Nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend. You know what I'm saying, for. I like the sight of money. I like the smell of money. I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah. I toss it everywhere. Money flowing all in the atmosphere. Hey. Every time she take a lick, I'm pulling tunings out. All in that VIP, ain't
Your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment's Ceddie J.
Yeah, we back, right here on Life to Dust Live. And of course, in case you forgot what day it is, we're going to remind you again, because y'all know how we do it.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump Day!
Yeah. All right, we're back here. Okay, so, man, there's so much crazy stuff going on, man. I want to definitely tell everybody about how some things I have been noticing, man. Like, people just don't really realize. I want to, since tomorrow is Halloween, instead of giving my, really going into my usual tip about, media takeout and all this stuff, I figured, you know what, why not get my own news, my own tips and all that good stuff. So, what I will be doing today is helping people with an approved Halloween costume list. Now, for those of you that have already got your costumes, it's probably a little bit, special since tomorrow is a big day and it's going to be pretty hard to find the stuff you want now. You're pretty much screwed. But I figured why not still be messy anyway. All right, so that being said, we can go ahead and share some of the costumes I think are going to annoy the hell out of me. All right, so let me go ahead. On this note, I got to get my background music because it gets real, and I think it needs to be played behind it. All right, let's do it. All right, so as far as approved costume list, what am I approving and what am I not approving? All right, so first off, we're going to start with the females because, those majority of people that dress up. Ladies. I know a lot of y'all already got your costumes or whatever. One of the big things about Halloween is a lot of people love it because around Halloween, girls dress up like they can't. They don't dress up as every day. And some of the costumes are the sluttiest costumes they can find. It's like a clothing kind to it. Who doesn't like looking at beautiful women? But I'm going to give you some tips on, if you're going to do it, let's do something different about it. Like, oh my God, one thing is going to continually drive me nuts. Is everybody being a goddamn hoe? Okay, we get it, man. We get it. You want to be a slutty costume. I understand, but give us a little bit of originality, man. Kill us to death from the same stuff over and over and over again. So, you step it up. Then, there is another one of the slutty costumes that drives you nuts. The schoolgirl one. It's like they do the same stuff and everybody. And, you know, it gets to the point where a lot of stuff, everybody's wearing the same stuff, and you go to the party, and no one stands out. It's like, it's just like it's really not, it's not even Halloween. It feels like every day, but you know how back in high school, everybody was trying to dress, was trying to wear the hottest stuff, and it was pretty much trying to wear the same type name brand, you know, not trying to do something different. Well, that's how it feels on Halloween. Perfect example. I saw two girls this past Saturday, actually, and both of them were Freddy Krueger. They didn't come with each other. RIP, both of them were Freddy Krueger. Now, it's just, I'm just saying, was that one of the big costumes for the year that everybody decided to be Freddy Krueger? It really wasn't guys being, it was mainly just females, but continuing seeing females in it, so. I don't know, man. I personally, me, my costumes, I always try to pick something that ain't really necessarily hot. Everybody knows. I think some of you know, but you don't. But it's a slim, very slim chance that you're going to see somebody else in it. That's what I go for in costumes. Now, going back to the females. Okay, so there's certain costumes for certain people, different shows for different folks. And some of us don't want to see you get this. You know, it's not, you know, it's not right now when you ain't got it fitting right. And that's going to be the crazy part. I'm just trying to wrap my head around some of the chicks that they'll be wearing stuff that doesn't look good on them. Did y'all get together tomorrow? I'll make some alterations, last minute alterations, if you got to. But do something because it is unacceptable. So I need you to step it up. I need you to step it up, man. Please step it up. No, once you're not going to great detail, but just know it is what it is. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and go to the guys a little bit because I can speak for guys that I am a fellow guy and can say what I want to say with the costumes. If you feel some type of way because I say something, oh, well, get over it. All right, so a concert I'm not going to, I cannot approve, this annoys me and it's getting played out, is Pips. If I see one, I mean literally, on Saturday, Pip after Pip after Pip after Pip. It's getting old, we get it, everyone wants to be a Pip, you know, whatever. Because, I get it, Halloween is a time of the year where you beat things that you can't beat. And the other day of the year, some people don't have games, so they want to be Jets and Sims. I get it. But, nah, man, it's just do something different. Think outside the box. Tell me, do something different and do something daring. If you're trying to get females' attention, we'll get their attention. Actually, I know this from experience for multiple years in a row. Trust me. Okay. Really go to the phone lines because my psychic powers tell me something that is very important. I think this is who I think it is. Let me check who we got. We got somebody from the 773. Who we got? 773, you're on Life of the Dust Live. What's up? They might not know they on. All right. We go ahead. I'm leading the line up until they talk. Who knows? But we come back to them in a second. Continue my costume list. All right, so like I said, the Pimps is getting dead. I can really do without it. It's getting played out. I was really just thinking, they haven't been to my Facebook or whatnot. Or haven't been to my Instagram, because the Instagram is the funniest. What I'm going to be this year is what I was last year. Only get to wear it one day, and it was literally on Halloween, so I didn't really get to get any wear out of it, so I figured, why not be the same again this year, save money, bam. So I was just incredible this year, and oh my God, like a lot of love, man. People would see it, they're like, oh my God, this is incredible, and it's lovely because I exemplify a superhero, so when I'm wearing a costume, it just, you know, it kind of just tied to me, and people kind of get through that vibe, And I bring the character to where I am wearing for life. And, you know, it was even funny because, you know, on the Halloween party on Saturday I went to, it was crazy that we were just, you know, everyone was stuck up. You know, a lot of people was dressed regular because some people don't really want to dress up because they feel like they're too cool for school. And, you know, with that, if my thing is this. If you're dressed, you're not dressed up because you just don't believe, that's one thing. But if you're not dressed up because you feel you're too cool for school, that's a whole nother thing. I need you to get your life together. Seriously, it's not that serious. So, together, man. And that being said, I can't wait to see some of the costumes. You know, if you got any hot costumes, share with me on Instagram and Twitter. Let me know. I will give you shout-outs. Fear costumes, you know, I'll do all that. I'll let people know on the Monday show, you know, kind of let everybody know what happened. So make sure you share them. We will show love to you. Also, a new issue of Human Canvas magazine comes out next week. Be on the lookout for that. This will be bananas. All right, so we'll go ahead and go into another music break. We come from this music break will be back with some more craziness right here on, Hump Day. I'm going to say Human Canvas. Hump Day After Dusk right here on Life at Dusk Live on the Dusk Spot Radio Network. We're going to take it over to my boys, Virginia Grind Family, and this is Never Love.
Yeats. Easy. We're gonna do one for the lovers and lovers alike. If I could take you any place, say, babe, I might just choose the moon. I would say maybe California, girl, but that would be too soon. I want to take some time to know you, but don't let me grow no room. And your heart, oh my God, I make her float like a balloon. Hey, bro, I spit that type of G that make a chick want to leave a man. Give it his bone, then I got to go home. Don't want to leave alone, but understand. I don't romance or hold hands or slow dance or slow jams. Just want to stick this rocket in the socket that's in your pants. Electrifying, so how we deftifying. Pass the time with sexy, sip the text to say you exercising. Not necessarily lying, the best of trio we lying. On my mattress, passing swishes, hit the jet stream, then we flying. She tired of the game, she wanna do the weather. She see my true colors, my favorite hue is Hefner. I'm not the type to give life, I'm the type to do to give pipe. So be my one and only girl, but only for one night.
I told her never fall in love, never ever fall in love. You should never fall in love, never ever fall in love. Girl, let's never fall in love, never ever fall in love. You should never fall in love with a nigga like me.
Never, never ever, never ever, ay.
Never fall in love with a nigga like me.
Never, never ever, never ever, ay.
Never fall in love with a nigga like me.
It's easy money. Said I'd never fall in love with him, you hear that? They say you never love him with your heart. Love him with your mind.
My man.
Hey, look.
Never love him with your heart. Love him with your mind.
Love him with your mind.
With that being said, don't take it to the head.
But when I was in your bed,
that love shit was there.
Don't get misled. It's never there.
It's everywhere.
But never here.
It's never fair.
Don't love him. Never care.
Never care. Yeah.
That's what a real player is supposed to do. Shorty, I'm just too cold for you.
Don't let love get that close to you.
All I got is a black rose for you.
So just pause that like a pose would do.
So just fall back like I told you to.
And never call back.
Cause I'm over you.
You should never, never, never. Never ever, you should never, never ever, ay. You should never, never ever, never ever. You should never fall in love with a nigga like me.
I told her never fall in love, never ever fall in love. You should never fall in love, never ever fall in love. Girl, let's never fall in love, never ever fall in love. You should never fall in love with a nigga like me. Never, never ever, never ever, ay. Never fall in love with a nigga.
life that is really ever, 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 ever. Okay, and we're back right here on Life at Dusk Live, your boy City J, Hump Day After Dusk edition. All right, and of course you didn't remember.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump Day!
Yeah, so getting into that, I'll throw back in my room. I put to give y'all my public service announcement, which is always the most important, one of the most important parts of the show, because it's one of the most heartfelt, serious things that, you know, we have a little fun and everything, but it's something that is very important, and we care about our listeners. So we wanted to take heed to this and make sure they protect themselves. And that's our very special public service announcement that reminds people, if you're going to hop, please do it responsibly. So, yes, make sure you do it responsibly. You know, you will save yourself with so many things. You might not want a kid. That's one of the ways to save yourself from having a kid. You know, a little bit of everything. You just got to be more mindful. Some people who's doing the most, that means y'all get y'all life together, man. So what do I got to say about it? And I want to go ahead, man, you know, they'll be cutting me no check, but I'm going to just go ahead and let them know that they're just so good. Shout out to Chipotle. They got the Ayers burritos, let's call them. Eat them burritos. You feel like you're going to go to sleep, man. This be killing me. What the heck is it? I'm like, no, you're going to step back with this one. And burritos, and them burritos, they got to put a warning label. Will fall asleep when you eat this burrito. Because it's very rare I have not fell asleep. That's very rare. All right, so we'll go ahead and bring it to the building. All the way from the Windy City. For those that don't know what the Windy City is, that's Chi-Town, that's Chicago, bam. We'll go ahead and welcome to the show the beautiful, talented Ladybug AJ.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I'm telling everybody, I just ate this Irish burrito, a.k.a. Chipotle. So, you know, man, you know, you got to fight through it. You eat that burrito. It's a one here quitter. Well, I got too much energy. I be having too much energy. You know, like in the show, I got too much energy, so you got to fight a little harder than that.
Yes.
So, you know, one thing I want to just definitely big you up on, you're doing so many different things. And, I mean, one, you're modeling and good guy, you're modeling great, doing a great job of it. But not only doing that, you're also giving back to the community and really helping out female veterans. And that's with the Ladybug AJ Halfway House. You're doing,
yes.
And then also you even do fitness even with all that too. So it's like, man, what does this woman not do? She is phenomenal.
Thank you. But the Halfway House is just to help the homeless women with children, and also homeless women with children, to get them a place to stay and get them back on their feet, and hopefully rebuild the family structure.
And, you know what, and I mean, a lot of people don't realize that, like, they don't realize that in a day, modeling is often, nothing's wrong with modeling at all, but if you're not utilizing your powers of modeling, because every company has a spokes model in some type of way, so you're not using your modeling to give back in some kind of greater good, to really push something that's bigger than yourself, then you're not, you know, you're kind of cutting yourself short.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You have a lot of avenues. So if you use your modeling as far as your audience, then you can also use it for good to help other people.
So as far as, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about, first off, like, who you are, like, how you actually got into modeling in the first place.
Basically, I just liked the fashion, started taking pictures, found out I was very photogenic, so it's just something I always wanted to get into. So I just started taking pictures with different photographers and submitting them, and I got into runway, doing a runway first. So I enjoy it to the fullest.
Okay, so using the runway while I'm getting it in? Like, work it, work it, work it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and so as far as, like, making the transition, you know, to doing more stuff, getting more into the print and grammar side of the industry, how was that transition? Was it a smooth transition? Was it a transition that you were kind of rebellious to at first? How was it?
At first, how was it? Is that what
okay.
you said?
I would say as far as when you transition to the grammar side of the industry, as well as, you know, with print as a at large, you know, how was that transition? Was it a smooth transition, or was it a transition that you were rebellious to at first?
It's hard because the modeling industry is hard. You never know what they're looking for in the beginning, and then trying to make sure you pair yourself up with the right photographers that can actually help you get somewhere, not just, you know, taking pictures just because. So the transition from the beginning was not knowing and then getting more informative and then meeting and networking with more people to advance along.
And no, of course I saw, you know, I got a chance to write the bio, so I know a whole lot about you. Well, you know, there might be some pieces that might be missing, but as far as, you know, one of the things you ended up doing was you were a Moondog mommy for WGCI Chicago, which is a radio station up here. Tell us how that experience was. Once you told me about that contest, I want to check it out. See, it gets real. That contest gets real.
That's true. Well, we worked on WGCI. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Also, so kind of tell us a little bit about how that experience was.
The phone keeps breaking up. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Hold on. As far as like the experience with being a Moondog mommy and being in that competition, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about that experience. Uh-oh. We lost her. Hold on, we lost her. We were trying to get her right on the second. Waiting for her. I'm going to let you guys all know what you got coming up in this coming up issue of Human Canvas Magazine, which ironically was on the show today. She actually has a campaign at being there. And it's one of the big campaigns we'll be doing for the month, you know, for this next month, for November. You know, every year we get involved with some different charity and really go hard for the holidays. And, you know, with her movement, we definitely give it back to them. So, you know, this year we decided to get back to Ladybug AJ Halfway House. I definitely got supported. You know, you get more information on how you can do that. And there we go. We got you back. We got you back.
Thank you.
But, oh, man.
My phone calls dropped. I'm like, hello.
Yeah, it's like, no, we're not going to let you down that. No. But, okay, so last question I asked you was as far as being a Moondog mommy, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about that experience, you know, the competition, you know, doing what you did, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about it.
As far as getting on the radio station, it was just like submitting in the picture and just being chosen to be with the WGCI. And I've also worked with Pony Boy publications and the compassiveness is definitely there. Just depends on what they're looking for, and just hoping you get picked.
Right. I mean, I saw the competition for it, and you know, I was like, you got two people going head to head. So of course, you know, the lower the numbers, you know, the more of a bigger battle it gets. And I saw the senior competition. It's wild, man. Chicago. Chicago is one of my places I have or my checklist. Mm-hmm. I have to visit. Like, I got to visit Chicago.
Yeah. Really?
Because it's a place everywhere I got to visit. It's like Chicago's one of them. It's too many people that I know that's up there that's trying to make moves in me.
Yes, but it's a hard place, though. It's like everybody loves Chicago, but it's the hardest place to get recognized. But only come visit in the summertime, though. More festivities going on in the summertime.
Yeah, okay. Everybody always say that. Everybody's going to tell me that. You don't come up here to, heck, I can't help it. Every place is good in the summertime. I can't help it. When I went to Boston, people tell me, you go to the Boston in the spring. But I still love Boston. It was just the atmosphere of Boston was still off the chain to me. You know, they want to tell me I need to get into the springtime. I still was.
Yeah, that's true. The wintertime could be fun, too.
I mean, plus because y'all are used to winter conditions, you know, with areas that's used to that, you don't have to deal with nonsense. You know, in Texas, man, they don't know how to, they, you know, if there's snow on the ground or whatever, the whole world stops all of a sudden.
That is true, because I used to live in Texas, and being there for Christmas was, like, horrible. It was, like, no snow, it's not cold. We walk around with shorts and T-shirts on, and I'm calling back home, and they're in a blizzard. So,
don't be fooled now, because this is the past couple Christmases. Yeah, I love how I did the Christmases, right? It was some snow. It was because I had to drive in the snow from Denton to Fort Worth, which is about a 40-minute drive. While it was snowing. And then,
really?
Don't you remind me of Super Bowl week, it was snowing.
You should have pulled
snowing.
Over and took a picture then. The first time I was in Texas, it snowed.
Y'all be trying to play us, but it snowed more than y'all give us credit for. It just don't be snowing all the time. But when it snows.
Mm-hmm.
Once it snows, it lets you know, hey, I'm about to wake y'all behinds up. It's because y'all thought he was playing with y'all it's like crazy. I had my windshield wiper broke on me. Everything was going wrong because it was snowing. I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah, no joke at all. But the last couple of winters haven't been so bad, so.
Yeah.
I think this year we might get it.
I don't know.
This year we might get a good winter because last year it we could think we got hard snow maybe 4 or 5 times through the whole winter. So this year it's going to be something.
I don't know, but I like, you know, you say you walk around in shorts. I don't know, I like to walk around in shorts for winter time. I like the fact that it's still a little hot, so you know, I don't really like winter. So I need a little bit of summer, it ain't going to be quite summer, but I need some kind of springtime weather coming through this to make me feel a little better and let me get through it. You know, I don't do too well with cold.
You don't do too well with
cold?
I'm up
in a goddamn blanket right now. It's so cold.
And then when it's blizzard outside, you still have to go to work. They don't shut down anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's the time they do. Oh, well, y'all, you know, hold on. Well, y'all might not because they know how to handle taking care of their roads here, you know, they shut it down. They shut down everything. It's like, nope.
I know.
Boston, they still partying. They're doing everything in this snow. We start snowing. Everybody don't want to go out. Man, but I found the Super Bowl weekend. When Super Bowl was here, So I was making so much money because so many promoters was being scared to do stuff. So I would take it everybody. I said, hey, can I promote your stuff? Damn, made extra money.
Oh,
I would take it all kind of accounts of people because their promoters wasn't coming out to help out. So I was making, I was still making money.
Oh, yes, they still come out to party, to go to the clubs, to go everywhere. I mean, last time it was, 20 inches of snow. Everybody was still outside as if it was a normal day.
So I'm going to go into a little more, you know, as far as is of all your experiences you've had doing modeling, what's the best experience you've had so far?
What's the best experience I have so far?
Yes, in modeling so far, what has been the best experience?
I think my best experience has been promoting. I never thought that that I would get into promoting. But I guess me and social media get along pretty well, so doing promotions and fashion shows have been the best experience, and also being able to use my modeling to help women.
And I mean, as far as you know, because of that, you know, I tell people that all the time, man. Really, I mean, don't do it because you just because you're trying to, you know, you try to get big. Do it because you really want to do it. But a reciprocal of you really truly giving back, people going to support you.
That's true. That is true.
If you're a magnet to, and everybody want to hate at the end of the day, they can't hate on you. Because every day you're still doing what you do, and you still giving back to the community.
And you're happy about it.
Yes.
Nothing bad than being happy about something.
Hey, because, like, we put going on your port right here live on the show, so do it. Like, I mean, y'all, I'm paint the picture for y'all. It's almost anything this woman does not do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you give us a little bit of everything when we come to your port, you know. Of course, I'm trying to give y'all the measurements to those of y'all that don't know. Taking the pictures for y'all live. 34, 27, 40. And she's 5'6". So y'all did the math in y'all heads. I mean, you give us the bikini stuff. You give us the real top vixen type stuff. You give us fashion. You give us implied. It's like, what does this woman not do?
I try to be versatile. I try.
Now, I mean, one thing is I talk to a lot of black models that come through here because they're the ones that they put up this crap the most. As far as, you know, some people in the industry, you know, they see a black model and she's half, you know, she's half naked or whatever. They always want to say something, but if a white counterpart does it, it's not a problem. Now, how do you feel about that? Because it's still to this day a prevalent problem, and sometimes we deal with it with our own. We deal with it with our own community that we got people hating on us because we doing something different, and because we do something sexy and go, oh no.
Right.
You know, kind of tell us, you know, how do you feel about that, and how you had to deal with that stuff head on with people doing that to you too?
Depends on the individual. I've taken pictures in from lingerie to two-piece swimsuits, but or bikinis, and I just think it depends on the taste of the picture. I mean, you can take a picture in two-piece and you can turn around and flash your rear end to the camera, or you can actually take a picture and it can be tasteful. I haven't experienced any judgments on my pictures. Not that much. I think my pictures are on Facebook on my model page, and my parents are on Facebook as well. So I have had some people ask my parents how do they feel about me having my pictures posted all over the place, and I have on a bikini. And my parents' response is that Ayana is it's tasteful and I'm a grown woman at the same time. And I also have a daughter, too. So I don't think I'll put pictures out there that I wouldn't be able to show my mother or my father. That's how I feel. If I'm taking a picture and whether it's from a two-piece to a lingerie or to a fully dressed, if I can present it and show my parents to me, then I'm doing all right.
Right. I mean, but it sounds like you guys are very, because, you know, that's a key element of it, too. You saw you guys are supportive parents. A lot of people, do, you know, it's, I hear their parents, their horror stories of their family when it comes to supporting them. And it is ridiculous. I don't have that problem. Like, you know, I'm so blessed to have family that actually supports what I do. But, you know, it's like you got parents that don't be judgmental and they support you. And I think that's, at the end of the day, that's how people tend to not judge you as much when you got a family dynamic that's saying we support what they do. Now they can't hate on you because you're like, you're looking at yourself like, well, dang, they family you approve of, so I can't hate on them.
Right. That's true.
I mean, you even got stuff where you can imply, you know, if somebody, some people look at this and go, oh, she's doing eye candy. Like, what the heck is, I mean, what the heck is that about? Like, how would they start saying, it's like this bad label they try to do. They try to do that as far as saying, oh, you know, shun away from whatever. And it's really, it can be, it's sad to say, AJ, but even with, you know, even if it's tasteful, some people will still hate no matter
what,
just because it's a black model.
Or just because their judgment and how they feel and what they consider as being naked. Like, oh, you're naked. In my head, naked is absolutely no clothes on. That's my idea of being naked. Like, oh, you don't have any clothes on. Yes, I do. Everything is covered. Naked is naked. A bikini is bikini. So it's everybody's
right.
Perception and what they feel. And you can't live your life on what everybody else feels between what you and God. That alignment.
If it's not even just that either. It's, you know, they're taking the first of that because they, you know, it's not even about you. It says you can still be not even naked. You know, still be covered up at that. And it's, what's sad is you can be naked and then, heck, somebody, and then Playboy has you. Let's say you took two magazines. It's a black magazine and it's Playboy. They both pictures are in each magazine are the exact type of shot. Like, it's both tasteful or whatever. Just because it's in Playboy is more tasteful than in eye candy. If it's in a black magazine, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's two of the same things.
That's true.
And you put it in a different area, and all of a sudden there's a problem. Like, I've seen black chicks, like, you shun away. I don't want to do that kind of stuff. I want to do that. But they be on Miss Playboy Social trying to get on Playboy. Like, how does that make any sense? Like, so there's a part of the black magazine doing that?
Yeah, that is true. Because if you look at it, Victoria's Secret, they wear the panties and bra. They show thongs in their magazines just as well as Frederick's. So because they have, like, a nice background in it and what it makes it any different from a black woman in the same outfit.
Or
because we have more bodies.
White owned.
Right. That's true, too. So, there is a difference in looking at Victoria's Secret stuff on a magazine as opposed to looking at Frederick's stuff on a magazine. It's how they how they set up the pictures and the poses that they do are different. Frederick's looks more seductive, and Victoria's Secret is supposed to be so every woman will want to wear it.
Right, but you know what? Sometimes you know how it's because the curves that black women have is, you know, it's a curse, it's a gift and a curse. You know, it makes it kind of go, oh my God, well. Now there's a problem, you know, it's a threat. The curves are a threat. It's not, you don't have to be threatened by them. Anybody is, just because you don't have curves, like you don't have a certain type of curve like certain women, doesn't mean you have to hate on them.
That is true. Because when I worked at my job, two ladies came in, they had the same outfit with the skirt, and the black lady got sent home because she had more curves, so it made her skirt appear shorter. and the lady had the same outfit, and the skirt was in the same place, but since she was more of a straight figure, it didn't apply to her. And then got into this big commotion that, you know, we have the same outfit, the skirts and stuff are the same length, but because she was more curvy, it looked more provocative for a work outfit. So, yes,
right. I've seen that's why, like, you know, at my job, they do some of this. They have it to where if you got on tights, you got to have on a, you got to have on a shirt that covers your butt, that covers all your entire buttocks.
Right.
That's how you got that. That's how they do it because. I mean, sometimes sexual harassment is confusing. It's a confusing world. It's a confusing roller coaster because, it's something protection is too much, but sometimes it's just a little bit of everything. It's too much, man.
Yeah, because it is some curvaceous women out there that know putting on leggings or whatever tights and a short shirt is just too much for the workplace.
Yeah, Dave. If a guy is getting off on you, he's going to get off on you, ready out no matter what you got on.
That's true.
X-ray vision. Yeah, the X-ray vision. Exactly. Some of them got the X-ray vision, and they can use it. Hey, I don't lie. I just looked at some pieces. My X-ray vision to hit. I was like, I'm not even. I'm not harassing them. It's just. You know, I look at women are beautiful to me, but don't mean I'm going. But that's a difference. Don't run up to them and go, oh, yeah, girl, yeah, give it to me. You know, that's what it becomes sexual harassment.
Right.
Or you keep throwing lewd comments at her all day at work. That's what it becomes, you know, it's a whole other thing.
Yes, it is. Oh, man.
All right, so. Some other craziness as far as, you know, we're gonna get a little personal on you, so I hope you're ready. When people come to this show, that's the scariest. That's scary for some of them. They're like, no, don't do it. I'm ready. So you ready? I hope you're ready. I'm ready. You're ready like Freddy. Ready like Santa. All right, now, question number one. For all people that want to know, you know, are you single? Are you dating? What is the deal?
I am single.
Uh-oh. Fellas in Chicago, yes. Y'all heard that. All right, that's going to be nosy. Y'all want me to be nosy for y'all a little more? Gotcha. All right, so why are you single?
I was in a relationship for about 8 years, and it just didn't work out. It just didn't work out. Too much drama in that relationship time, so we just ended it.
So why are you still single? That's the magic question.
Why am I still single? Because right now I'm focusing on working right now, so dating and being in a relationship right now is like on a back burner right now. I want to get the halfway house up and running. And
well, you know what? And I totally agree with you because I'm on the same boat. You know, I just love to hear other single people that come on the show and say it. So that I don't feel like that I'm being mean for the way I think. Like, I just, for me, it's like it's the people that I love to death. You know, mm-hmm. The people who, but I just, for me, it's I've been in relationships for a year, you know, pretty much almost for the longest, been in a relationship and then go to another relationship, been to that phase. I'm trying to enjoy being single just for a little bit. Kind of enjoy being single for a little bit, people. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And if you want to go, because I was going to say, well, I can't believe you're single. Okay. What does that mean? thanks, but no thanks at the same time. You know, it's not really, I don't know, sometimes you don't know if they take it as a compliment or not. I mean, cause I know they're trying to say it as a compliment, but for me, people mm-hmm. I would think that, you know, it's like, oh, poor you type of stuff. Like, because I'm single don't mean, some of us not doing it because we bitter. Some of us doing it because we really, our focus is not that we wouldn't give another person a chance. We just want to take time to be single just for a moment, you know, because did you? Like you said, you were
I was in a relationship for about eight years.
You were single for 8 years straight.
I've been in a relationship for 8 years, and so now to be out of it is just getting used to being by myself and enjoying myself right now. So, I mean, I'm sure if the right person came along, things would change, but right now I'm not looking for it, and I'm probably not paying no attention to it.
Right now, you probably been right in those places where you have entertained, you've dated, you probably went on simple dates with people, but not really take it too serious. If I use my second power, is right, correct?
Yes, just go out to eat and go to a show and then poof, go home.
Right. I mean, hey man, it's like, it's obviously so great to hear the other people in the industry understand how I feel. It just feels so great to know how I feel, Lord. We know how I feel.
Oh, you funny.
Oh, man. Me? No, I'm not funny. I'm just a serious, I'm a serious guy. I mean, seriousness. Oh, man. So, I'm going to ask you, as far as, are you going to be dressed up for Halloween this year?
You know what? This year, I'm not. Every other year, I have, but this year, I'm not dressing up this year.
So what were you last year then, since you got dressing up this year?
I was Mrs. Scissorhands.
Mrs. Scissorhands.
Oh, I wish you could see that picture. I mean, the face with the scissorhands, with the skirt and the wild hair.
It was hilarious. You had a picture up somewhere?
I do have a picture somewhere. I could send it to
you. Oh, man, I got to see that. That's crazy. You got to post it. Because I've been telling people to post the Halloween stuff. You can say, it is Throwback Thursday tomorrow, too, so you can always put it up. It's perfect. It's Throwback Thursday. It is Halloween. So you can kill two birds with one stone.
It's pretty good, too, because while we were driving to the Halloween party last year, we happened to go past this place that it looked like steam was shooting out of the sewer. So we pulled over and went over and took pictures by it. It looked so scary. It was awesome. I'm going to make sure I post this for you.
Okay. Let's see. All right. People were trying to hit me up. I was they had my brain, and I was listening to say, tell you, I know I got my brain multitasking. I'm over here. Y'all see, I'm over here trying to find the stuff. So hopefully, and I see you're a Bears fan, which I...
I'm a sports fan, period. Bears fan, Wolves fan.
I'm not too fond of your team. America's team. End of the day, it's all about America's team.
Yeah, they don't know.
America's team is the Cowboys, not the Bears. You sound a little confused over there. I had to remind you.
Yeah. Well, I was in Texas, Dallas was like I know they were American team, and they was just so, oh my God, they treated Dallas like it was. Yes, like when they lost. I mean, my cousin when they didn't win, they actually didn't go to work the next day. Like they were heartbroken. But you still need to go to work tomorrow. Oh no, the company is closed because they lost. Really? If we would get that Chicago season, though.
Oh God, it's so funny. I talk this trash because somebody comes in the freaking chat room with the name Steelers Blogs. You might be a. It looked like they're coming here to screw with me. Why are you coming here to screw me? That's the last team I need to see. That is the last team. Because me and Steelers fans, we get in arguments all the time. Right, no. I'm going there. I'm coming for you. All right, so. As far as any upcoming events you got coming up, let us know, what you got coming up so you can support it.
Right now, I have a toy drive going on, and we're collecting new packaged toys for kids at a shelter from ages 1 to 13. And we are accepting gifts and donations on the website at www.ladybugajhh.org. And you can donate money or you can send the toys. And then on December 19th, we actually go to the shelter and we pass out the toys to all the kids. They have a Christmas party going on and everything for a couple of hours with pictures with Santa Claus. So if you want to donate anything, you can go to the website and you can shoot me an email or you could just click on a button and do a donation through PayPal. Any way that you can help to give back, it is greatly appreciated.
You know what? I want to definitely let people know because people are going to remind you that that it will also be the magazine. We will be supporting this. This is our big support for this year. You know, every year we support different charity, and this is going to be the one I'm going to get behind. So, y'all definitely, I cannot wait to see what y'all do, Help support the kids, man. Support the kids.
Yes, support the kids. They need it. They live in a shelter. No matter, it's no telling what kind of things are going on in here. So to get a brand new gift for Christmas, and it could make their whole year, make their day, put a smile on the child's face.
Yes, and they're appreciative. They're not saying, "Oh, you gave me this toy." They appreciate the fact they got a toy. So,
right.
That's other thing I love about it. They're very appreciative and don't be on some extra stuff like, "Why'd you get me this?"
Yeah, that's true. Because they know it could be worse.
Right.
It could.
All right. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna go ahead because I think it's the second hour. It is the second hour. We do the second hour of the show. We get ready to go into the craziest hour in the world, and that's with the T. Marie album. What's up, T?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, my girl Ladybug AJ, we just chopped it up with her on the first hour. She is a phenomenal woman. What I like about her is she's not just a model. She's a model who's actually giving back. She has a halfway house where she gives back to families and women that's trying to bring their families together and really strengthen them. And I really appreciate this, being able to support somebody that's really doing something bigger than themselves.
Yeah. Oh, well, big up. Ladybug
AJ.
My bad, Don. Lady AJ.
You still have her letters, right?
She had to throw all kinds of them.
So where are you? Where's she located?
In Chicago.
Chicago.
The Windy City.
The Windy Coast.
Chicago.
No?
That's what's up.
Yeah, so what you got coming up? What you got coming up for the second hour? And Ladybug AJ, I hope you stay. If you want, you could definitely stay by for the second hour because from the T. Marie hour, it's just as crazy as me.
Nah, I doubt it. Nah.
Get the heck out of here.
Don't fall for
it. Anyway, I got my interview with Tijuana coming up, so yeah, I'm pretty much ready to get it up. She's a new upcoming model, so urban model, so I'm gonna top it up. See what she got coming up. All of that. Look at me.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break, and we come back. We're going to chop it up some more here on Life is Just Live. You're now entering the T. Marie Hour. By my girl, Amisha Maserati. Do the math. We'll be back.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Okay, what's up? So, I'm going to start interviewing her. Look like she's ready for her interview. So, I'm going to start by asking you, let the people know where you're from.
Cocoa, Florida. So, I am now residing in Melbourne, Florida. It's, I'll say, if I know where Orlando from, where's Orlando, Florida at, or Miami. I'm like probably like 3 hours from Miami and probably like an hour from Orlando. So,
are you born and raised in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead on, man. Big up to Florida. So, what are some of your main interests and hobbies, like just in general?
My major interest, right now, my major interest is to be like a top selling, model, be one of the top girls in the game that's trying to make things happen and, change other than what everybody else is trying to do. I think I bring a lot of sass and a lot of attitude of what I'm trying to do right now and who else is trying to work for me, Delcy. So.
Okay, well, Beth, what's up? So how long have you been modeling?
I have been modeling for 3 years now, off and on. But this past year, it's been, like, mandatory with me of trying to get everything pretty much to the top of where I want to be at right now. So it's no stopping me. I mean, I'm going to try to make it where I want to be no matter what to any mean, necessary. There's no stopping me. I'm hungry. You want to put it like that.
We're trying to eat. Look.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so when and why did you get started modeling? Like, when did you just, like, say, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to pursue.
I've been dancing, all my life pretty much. Ever since I was a little girl. Oh, yeah, my mom always had us, me and my sister, in dance contests all the time. And, I also wanted to pursue dancing, but, I wasn't really too big on that. I was an entertainer, about 6 years ago. I did do that. I started when I was 18 years old. But then, I just turned another leaf. And, as I was dancing, I got hooked up with a photographer who was like, damn, you got a nice body. Let's see where this can go. And I've just been doing it ever since.
Okay, that's what's up. So what type of modeling do you do? Do you do more of the fashion, glamour,
It's pretty much, sports, I do it semi-nude. Or new, I can do new shoes too. I'm not trying to do nothing that's too, out the way, but I think I have a nice body to show off for a lot of things of what I have. but it's more to me than what everybody think it is. So, I do pretty much whatever needs to be done. I'm willing to expand myself at any means necessary.
So what are some of your goals for modeling? What are some things you want to do before you just say, okay, I'm done with it?
I do want to own my own business. I do want to open up a shop of clothing store to eventually, after I'm done doing what I need to do for modeling, I actually want to expand and try to, like I say, do my own business and help other women, around the world with not just, with clothing. I like to help women, period. Like, I want to actually tell my, story on how I was raised and how I grew up to let every young woman out there have what I experienced to, hopefully, make them a better woman, so they want everybody, won't fall down the path that I follow, So, I'm trying to extend that to other than the business. I would like to write a book. I would like to accomplish a lot of things to help, other women that's struggling. That's just my goal.
Okay. Who are some of your favorite models or designers and why?
Favorite models. I always admire Black China for some reason. I guess because she was a dancer before she started off and, I guess in the game, and now she's doing other things other than just, with being a dancer. So, I always liked her. I would love to as she do if she were her one day. And that's like one of my little, you know, dreams after right now. Fashion. I'm not really for clothes. I'm not really, it doesn't matter as long as it fits me. If some clothes that don't fit me, I have to get my clothes kind of special made or wherever I try to go get whatever done. Whatever. I'm not too big on the fashion department right now, so.
Have you featured in any magazines or videos? Or
no, anything? Actually, no, I haven't. I am working on that as we speak right now. I do have a guy from Kate Magazine right now who's interested in me. I just got to send a lot of work, you know, with him. I have a lot of stuff that haven't been seen by anybody before, so I'm waiting and seeing what I bring to the table.
My cough went off.
Look at him. All right. Well, said he has the magazine, so you should hit him
up. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I was in his first issue. So
I had a cough, bad cough. I'm sorry, yeah.
Did you really, Sandy? I don't think it was really a bad cough, but I'm going to let you make it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So how would you describe your style? Like, you know, your style. What separates you from other models? Like,
I mean, all thing I say is I bring me to the table. I mean, everybody's different in their own way, so that's only how I can, you know, pretty much explain it in those words. I'll stop at nothing to do what I need to do to make anything happen, and it's just me. I mean, I have sass, I have an attitude, I think I have the look, I have the the shape, the body to, you know, to be different from other females.
What do you like most about modeling?
What I like most about modeling? Being in front of the camera. I mean, I never really liked to at first, but now I guess since, you know, I have the different little attitude when I'm in front of a camera, I think it brings a lot out of me. It brings more of me out when I'm in front of a camera, so I can say that.
Okay. Well, what would be something you like least about modeling?
I guess the rumors of how everybody put it as, you know, models pretty much, and you know, the, like, how I can say this, like how the guys come at the girls, I would say, for them to be a model. I mean, guys will come at the girls or whoever's taking the picture or who was being the producer or whatever's going on at the time, they'll come at the girls in a different way of them pretty much trying to pursue the girls for the girls to feel like, okay, well, can I get this spot, you know, and the video, can I get the spot in the magazine or anything like that. So I don't want to be one of those girls that, you know, that says that happens to. I mean, for me to make it to where I want to be, I don't want to, you know, be one of those girls that feel like I have to do something extra to get into the spot that I want to be as a model.
Exactly.
I'm giving, that was a live clap. That wasn't a made-up clap. What happened to when people used to have sex and they wanted to have sex? It's like, now they want to do it. Oh, I see, if I give them some, I might be able to get a video feature. It's like, what the heck? Nobody have sex to have sex anymore. They do it to have an ulterior motive. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Shoot, and I'll be the top. I'm like, hey, you got, let's make me, no, let me stop. Make me famous first. I can't do nothing before the end because you do what you want to do. I'm stuck. Nah.
Hey, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot. I know a couple of girls that I happened to that I danced with, and they kept saying, oh, I didn't do this to get this part, but I know they did. So it's a different story, but, I mean, they do their own thing their own way. I just don't want to be one of those girls, so.
See, I couldn't do it because I don't trust people like that. So I'm like, you want me to sleep with you first? And then I'm going to get the part. Now, then on summer, how about you give me the part, and then I don't trust me. Now, let me stop. I'm playing. Anyway, back on topic. I'm a mess. So what advice could you give, like, other aspiring models, females who want to become models and who's, like, thinking about it? What advice could you give them?
I mean, if you have the mindset and you think you have what it takes to be a model, it doesn't matter if you plus size, you know, Tyra Banks top model. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do and whatever you got your mind to, you always just pursue whatever you want to do and never give up on it. I mean, everybody says that. So you should always follow your dream. I mean, I have put mine off, held mine off for a while, and it's like, I mean, I have a family. I am a wifey type of female, but it's like, I'm not going to stop at nothing to get back to, you know, I didn't let that sidetrack me. So I just, any female, anybody that's trying to be a model, whatever they're trying to do, just to go for it. I mean, don't let nobody hold you back or what you're trying to do, because you will always be that female that's like, well, I wish I would have did this. You don't want it. You don't want that, have that stand for yourself. You will always want to at least try, and then you can be like, okay, well, at least I tried. I didn't make it, and then you move on to something else.
Yeah. That's right. So you single?
No, I'm not. It'd be kind of easier if I was, but, you know. Don't get me wrong, I love my boyfriend. We've been together for 5 years now. So, and we've just taken it slow. So, I mean, he's behind me. First he wasn't, but now he's behind me with the modern career, and he's going to help me do whatever it takes for me to be what I want to be.
Well, that's, that is what's up. Okay, so you did say you posed nude before?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you posed nude before?
I have been nude shoots before, yes.
Okay.
Not for that, you know, doing any. I am working on some stuff right now. It's going to be like implied nude video. I am working on that right now. So hopefully that's up and coming, so everybody, you know, can check that out when I, you know, finally get that finished. But that's pretty much what's going on with the nude right now.
Okay. So, yep. How do you prepare for a shoot? Like, take me to a session with you, you know, before your shoot. Just what you do.
Oh, you need my email address? What? I'm sorry, what was that?
Take me to a shoot with you. What are some things you do before a shoot?
What are some things before I do a shoot? Actually, anything. I mean, I just show up. I just show up. I get ready, put on my face, and we we get this shit rolling. I mean,
I feel like there's like so much so omitted from this team.
That again.
You see, I felt awkward. Like she just gave us a say that's like, I just show up. Like you can hear her voice, and she's like, oh no, take the stuff.
I don't really do anything. Nah, listen, I'm just being honest.
Like she be hitting the men up, baby. I need to get sexy for my shoe. Can you play on me real quick? All right, girl, come here real quick.
That would be nice. Nah, I'm not gonna lie, but nah, he's too busy for all that. He has to get up and go his ass to work. So
he got a lunch break. Take a lunch break. You can take a lunch break real quick. You don't say take a lunch break and break that.
A lunch break, okay.
Yeah, see, I just gave you an idea. There you go, bam.
A lunch break. I hope I got time to eat in between.
You know, I was going to take that somewhere, but I'm going to be good today. I'm saved, Lord. I'm saved.
Yes, they saved. Anyway, do you have any photographers in mind that you haven't worked with that you would love to work with?
I don't have, like, any names on hand, but I would love to, you know, work with any photographers in Atlanta, Miami, as of right now, and then I can try to expand after that. So it's whatever can, you know, get my work out there and make me, you know, be, you know, pretty much an urban model. So, I mean, I'm not really too picky. I'm just one of those types of females that just want things to happen and go for what I'm trying to do.
Okay. What photographers you worked with in the past?
Right now, I'm just working with a model and a male photographer in Melbourne. His name is George Aurora. He does a lot of he's taking pictures of a lot of girls. He has done, you know, a couple of girls that who's are in magazines right now. But so far, that's the only person that I'm working with right now.
Okay, you do your own hand makeup?
Oh yeah.
Do you have
makeup?
No.
I do let. I mean, I do my own makeup definitely, but I do let. I have a hairstylist in Palm Bay, Florida. She's from Miami. Her name is Keita Lewis, and she has her own hair salon. It's called Angel's Touch, and you know she does my hair. She's been doing my hair for about 2 years now, and she's awesome. No complaints.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. What do you think distinguishes a good model from a bad model?
Pretty much a good model is pretty much continuing to stay on the right path of what she's trying to accomplish and, you know, her goals on. A bad model is the one that's trying to, you know, be sidetracking and just trying to pretty much have sex with everybody she can and get whatever lead she needs. So that's like a big difference between a good model and a bad model. You don't have to, you know, give out yourself to make it, you know, in this game. There's other ways to do it. So all you got to do is teach yourself respect, and you shouldn't have no issues trying to get to the top or where you need to be. Of course, a girl that's actually doing more will, you know, probably get they're faster than you, but there's no worries with that. I mean, as long as you stay on the straight path of trying to get to where you need to be at, you shouldn't have no issues. You don't need to rush into anything. Obviously, it wasn't meant for you to get there at that time, and you just see how things go.
Okay. Describe the atmosphere when you're on set. So, like, if you're at a photo shoot, do you play music? Maybe have your drink? Do you talk to the photographer in between shots? Like, what are some things you do? You're so glad.
I know, right? All the time. Me and the photographer actually grew to be, you know, great friends. So me and him have conversations about different stuff in there. So as far as anything else, I don't really do all that. I mean, while I'm doing, you know, doing my makeup and getting dressed or whatever's going on, man, I'm just be talking the whole time till we get on set. So we just be laughing, having fun.
Okay. Do you have a website yet?
No, I am working on that. So I am on Shetty J, his website right now. Hopefully I can work with him and get into one of his magazines. I'm ready for that.
I'm pretty sure he's ready too.
Okay. So,
yeah,
but other than that, I don't have like my own website. I do have a Twitter. I do have a Facebook account. I actually got like 3 different Facebook accounts right now. But my latest one is Monique the Body. I do have some photos up there now. I'm trying to put more photos up as we speak. But other than that, them like the only three sites that I have up right now.
Okay. So what is it that you want people to know about you? Like when you're down, when, like God forbid, but some, when you've done modeling, what do you want people to remember you by or as?
I want everybody to remember me by, I guess, like I said, my name, Monique the Body. I just actually, me and my photographer came up with that name. So I've always been a dancer. I always danced under the name Monique. So I just stuck with that name. But remember me by just me. As you, like I said, as you get to know me, as you get to read my information, everything that I put in my bio and my information is all about me, the real me, about me. I'm always real about whatever, anything that I talk about. I just like everybody to know me, the true person that I am. I don't like to be, like I said, I don't like to be fake about anything that I do. I think I'm the most realest female that you can get to know, and that's just who I am. I don't like to lie. I don't like to bullshit. That's not who I am. So, you and me laughing all the time, so you will get that too.
I see. Yeah, but no, laughter is good. Laughter is a cure.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a cure. It's medicine. So I'm always laughing. I got to be one of the goofiest persons around.
Yeah,
what, Teddy? Don't do that.
I say you are beautiful and gorgeous, T. That's how I said.
I know, hey, nah.
Okay, so what did you say is your favorite picture that you've done so far out of all your work?
My favorite picture?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite picture is my semi-nude pictures because you get to see a little bit more of my curves, you know, my body type, my structure. I do work out, so you get to see a lot of, you know, pretty much all of that. So I love to do send my new photos.
Yeah, because you are very tall. You're not one of them thick chicks that's just thick and
I am not. like I say, my measurement 34, 26, 30, 42.
42, Lord. Okay, I mean, let me beat myself.
I'm a short, small girl. I just have one of those girls that has a big old butt, so for my size. But
you know what? That's some chicks about Melbourne. I know another chick from Melbourne. Met her in person. Yep, y'all be having it. Yep, it's what it is in Melbourne.
I get it from my mama, so. I mean, what can I say?
Jigger said, I get it from my mama.
All righty. Shoot, another question is, oh, my God, man. So many stuff in my head. I had a really good one. It just went into the atmosphere. Okay, if you, besides Black China, that's not my question. My question is, okay, if you have a dream shoot, what would be the shoot that you would want to do, like all the way from the outfits to the setting, like the scenery and everything for it?
He's trying to make myself
so hard at me. And the hair and everything, how would you want it to be?
I would actually have my hair how I have it right now. I have it shaved all the way around. I have like a little mohawk in the front. For some reason, everybody's crazy about their hairstyle since I cut my hair. I've been, you know, loving it myself.
Not shaded off. It was too much maintenance. It drove me nuts. I had that for like 4 or 6 weeks. I said, it's got to go. Manage the waves, Lord.
Okay, that's the hair. I would like to, for the shoot, I always wanted to do something. I did something in strawberry syrup, but I think I want to do something now, chocolate syrup with, you know, probably some cut-up jeans, Some black heels. I love black. All my heels that I like to take pictures in are black. You know, I'm not really a colorful person. I'm trying to get out of that, but I'm dark skinned, so like me being all these colors is kind of kind of a little weird.
Yeah, that's
me
too. I gotta have black heels on.
I mean, you can't go wrong with black.
You killing them all the red, like the woman you got the zebra vest on and the red dress, skirt, and that the black heels is killing that. So I mean, it's about the right color. That's what it is, the right color.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. I love my shoes, now, especially when the picture come on is like, you know, bam. I love it. So, yeah, I think I take some pretty hot pictures. But, you know me, it's just for the picture. Me, like I say, personally, I love to go all black. I'm a black female, so oh yeah. Oh, there you go. I mean, it could be little shirts, a little ass shirt, or a little short, but long as I gotta have my black in there somewhere. So that's me.
All right, and as far as like, though, I know you came up with a video, implied a little bit of twerk, body sideways going on in there, aka twerking. You know, what can we expect from it? It's going to be, and I've seen all kinds of, I saw one chick, she jumped on a pool of chocolate. It was like crazy.
No, I've never seen that.
I was like, I can't watch the video. I can't. It's going to hurt my head the rest of this day.
But,
I can't do it
the video, I mean, oh, the video, I'm trying to make the video hot as possible. I definitely want to do like a pretty much like a bedroom type set. I know that a lot of people have done that. I want to start off at a beach, and they have like a new beach down here where I'm at. So I want to start off doing that, taking it to where I have to, you know, take a shower and all that. So from the beach to, you know, to the bedroom scene, to the shower scene is how I want to do it. So I'm trying to make it hot. So we'll see how it goes.
That sound hot, girl.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to need a cold shower at that one. Yeah, okay. All right. All right. So I think that's no further questions, Your Honor.
Look at you. Let me ask you a question, Tijuana, because everybody have one. Who's your celebrity crush?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who's your celebrity crush? Like,
who is my celebrity crush? Oh, I'm glad you asked me that.
I'm glad you asked me that.
I'm ready for this question.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
But I am in love. I mean, you can ask anybody that I know. I am in love with Jamie Foxx. I don't know why. I always been in love with him. The way he acts, the way he comedian, the way he sing, it's just everything about him. I would love to meet him one day.
I'll probably miss him.
I love the way he sings, too.
If he asked you to do a sex scene with him right now, would you do it?
Oh, of course, in a heartbeat.
If
you notice, I'm going to put you on blast, Tijuana. I'm going to be messy. Like, all right, yes. But do you notice how fast she answered that? But when I asked that, and she was in a relationship, she was like, yeah. Well, when you asked them about the sex scene with Jamie Foxx, she's like, yeah, I'm
down. It's Jamie Foxx. This is Jamie Foxx. Come on, this is like a one-in-a-lifetime thing for me. So, yeah, if he asked me.
So, baby, you're going to have to
girl,
be happy. You're going to have to get
sure.
over, okay, baby?
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Okay, no, I'm just asking some funny questions. Like, tell a typical date. I know you're in a relationship, so what's a typical date with you?
My typical day, pretty much, like I say, the second, other than just being a model, the second part of me is being a housewife. And, you know, I pretty much like to be home, come home, make sure my house is clean, make sure my boyfriend's taken care of, make sure my kids are taken care of, make sure I have dinner ready before he come home. greet him as he walked in the door and help my kids with their homework, and pretty much be a mom, you know, be a mom and a wife. So that's my typical day on a regular day if I'm not doing anything else. So, but that's
all right,
me.
So, hold on. Define greet him at the door.
You
all up in
how your day was? How your day was?
You know, so too, you know, they walk up to you, you come to the door, grab your dick, how your day was, baby?
No, I can't do all that in front of my kids. It might be one of those days on time now.
And then he took you down below. It was great.
Shut up, Liddy. Yeah, he's on mess. I see you're going to be something else to work with. But, yeah, pretty much like just asking about his day then. You know, so.
I got some hot mess. You know, we definitely get homicidal negative. Some stuff is getting real.
What? Where you at, the church?
I know, man. You know, this all over. I was hearing about it yesterday. You know, it's like the top story on media takeout. Peter Guns, you know, y'all know who Peter Guns is. You know, his son is Corey Guns. You know, he was on that song with Lil Wayne. Also, you know, Peter Guns is the one that made that song Uptown. No, dang, why can't I think of something right now? And I'm from Uptown, but I don't know the goddamn song that said. You know, as far as, here's the crazy part. Peter Guns, and let's see, how long was he talking to his chick? Forget how long. It was, what, 15 years or something like that? It was something like that. But then now he ends up getting married to his side chick.
Mm.
Like, he was in a relationship with this other woman for 15 years or something like that. And then now he wiped a... He know, and I mean, wife has to get engaged to the side chick.
You don't hear that happening too often.
He done gave all the side chicks the whole thing for the hanging down.
So, I mean, what y'all gotta say about that? You know, was y'all, you know, it's okay. I want to hear from y'all how y'all feel on both sides of the spectrum. As far as being the main chick, how would you feel about that? And as far as being the side chick, how would you feel about that?
Well, I don't know. Me, I can't relate because I'm not going to be nobody's side chick because I feel
there
like
you go.
I'm too bad for this session. So if anything, I need to be the main. And if I'm not where you want to be, then by all means, move around. But I will not be second. I can't do it. So that's both sides. The main chick probably was like, if you don't want to be here, my nigga, move around. And he was kind of like, okay, cool, went to the side chick. And I could never be the side chick. It'll cost me too much.
Seriously.
What? I'm just
for real,
kidding.
I mean.
It'll cost him too much. He couldn't even afford
it. Too much money.
He can't afford it.
There you go. Even being a main chick is going to cost you too much. So, for one, the main chick messed up by not even knowing what her boyfriend or fiance or husband or whatever. Didn't know what he was doing all the time. For one, I know what I'm doing 24/7, so I don't need to worry about all that. So I can't even answer for the side chick.
I couldn't be the side chick. I just can't do it.
But congratulations to the side chick. I mean, at least she got what she wanted because you don't hear that too often about the side chick winning. You know, trying to be number one. So.
You know how winning is. See, here's my thing. No one's winning. Everybody's a loser in the situation.
What?
Everybody's a loser in this situation. Everybody's losing because
the
main chick, which, by the way, look at both of them bad as hell. Going back and forth, they both bad as hell.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide, you the main chick, and you compete with a side chick, each both of you have a side chick, that's one. Two, if you the side chick and you get married to this dude who therefore has you as his side chick and wifing you, you know, doesn't that make you, don't you think that he might try that move again and make fly yours the side chick?
Definitely. He's definitely going to do that.
Everybody losing.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. You all make sure you're number one. I can't be nobody's side chick, so.
And then you can kind of blame the, well, I can't say you just got to blame the main chick, but what was going on? I don't know, because I guess because I've never been in a relationship where I've been cheated on, so I just can't relate to a woman being cheated on. So I always try to sit back and think, like, what was she doing? Because I know my man, of course, I've been single for 4 years, but when I'm in a relationship, look at me. My man is well taken care of, so cheating is, like, not an option. It's like, what is you doing? Then he has to go elsewhere. But then some men are just hoes. It's just in them.
There you go. See, that's why you can't, I mean, I don't know. See, my boyfriend's Italian, so, I mean, once you got some of this chocolate, it ain't no going nowhere else. So that's just all to that. There you go. And he's been experiencing every time.
But you know what it is too? It's the fact that some of these people, they want to be in relationships so bad just to say I'm in a relationship, and they won't just talk to people. I mean, in a day, if you wanted to talk to so many people, why don't you just be single and talk to so many people? Like, I don't understand.
There you go.
I mean, to me, then there's not a problem, because at least you're not running around in a relationship with people and then you go behind their backs doing something.
Yeah.
And see, like with me, I'm the type. You probably can get it if you be 100 with me and say, hey, I'm single. I ain't really looking for nothing. All I'm trying to do is have a good time. We'll get further as opposed to you sitting here trying to act like you're going to give me the world and, you know, oh, I want to be with you, it's all about you, then it turns out to be a lie, because if you tell me you want to be with me, it's going to take more, you know, time. You could just be like, hey, I ain't really,
but, you know,
I just
want to
have a good time.
I'm one of the type of guys, it's still, I got to have a connection with somebody. You know what I mean? That's, oh, my God, you are the one. It doesn't necessarily be that. But if I don't have a connection with that person, and not just physically, but on a mental level, where I would actually cuff this person, this dick is off limits.
I agree with you. See, but a lot of guys don't think like you. It's always somebody just trying to be with somebody at that time or hunt you how many girls they want, you know, at that time. But you like you say, I mean, that's how us females think, you know. If you it takes for us to be in a relationship with a guy, it takes for us to be on the same page, mentally, sexual, physical, everything, for us to want to be like, okay, well, let's see how this will work. But we don't just be like, well, I just want to hunt this person, and then we think different. You don't find too many, females like that, unless you just a straight hoe. Then you can do all that. But if you one of those 100% right females, one of them real females, then you don't think like that. Every female want to be, you know, in a relationship, you know, with the person of their dreams. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Pretty much every chick I've done something with, I've known them for a while. Like, they may not even be in a relationship necessarily, but I've known them for a while and probably have conversations with them. And this is, I just not one of the people. I got to, because it feels weird. Like, my mind doesn't work that way to dodge some chick that, whatever, man, it just don't work that way. Plus, I'm not going to be really into it. My dick ain't going to play right with me because I ain't going to be in it. So
you never saw a woman. You've never been just walking in the mall and you see this woman with some leggings with that apple
that
looks
fine.
You never just was like, yeah, I want to hit that.
Yeah, I mean, that means you don't think that way. Of course, if you're stupid, you look at sex. It's the same way she said,
so
Jerry Fox.
If that type of woman walks up to you,
she said that. it's not that you don't look at it the other way, but it's not, at the end of the day, it's not what you think, it's how you act upon it. If you act
upon
it, but
I'm just saying, if a woman come up to you with that type of structure, with that type of body, and just be like, hey, daddy, I want to, you know, take you home and see what it be like.
I said no. Talk to me. How did I say no to this?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not a prevalent thing. I pretty much, like, a lot of times I got control. I had a chick call me. I was chilling with a chick, and you know, I was chilling with her, and I cuddled with her one night. And, you know, she had a god dang, her body was banging, and I was chilling with her, and she hit me up the next day. She said, "Oh my god, you just don't know how horny I was last night. You wouldn't do anything with me." You see, and then next time I saw, you know, next time we chilled with each other, I gave her the business. It is a mind, see. Now she's in her dissertation level is at a whole other thing. I don't understand. People don't like to, they don't like to build up this aurora anymore. They like to just go bam, like a Venus flytrap, and just go bam, snatch it, grab it. You know, that's how they do that.
Mm. You're right.
I don't know, man. You know what's scary? You know, T, you know how you would disagree with me on Monday?
Angela, what was the question about the Chris Brown? We were just not agreeing on so many levels.
Oh my God! I told her, is it a Houstonian coming after me this week? They try to act crazy. It's like y'all talking trash to me, and when y'all see me oppressed, y'all gonna beat me up. I'm scared, man. Let me get beat up by Angela this week. And I'm going to get beat up by you next week. I don't know if I'm going to handle that, man. My medical bills ain't ready for that.
No, not me. I don't, you know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Unless you hit me, I'm going to beat your ass. But other than that, I ain't going to bother you. So, Tijuana, this is what the topic was Monday. We were talking about Chris Brown. If you know, if you heard Chris Brown, he was in jail for punching a guy in the nose. It was like two guys that tried to photobomb him while he was trying to take a picture with a lady. So that's like a sports charge. You know, he has something, an altercation with, of course, everybody knows the Rihanna story, Frank Ocean, Drake, and then now he just recently had those two things. Then he went to one of the shows, and he broke the glass window or something for one of them shows. Anyway, my thing of it was I was telling him that how I was telling Steady, like, if anybody know Rihanna and listen to Rihanna's music, you know Rihanna's crazy. So I was like, I'm not defending him, and people saying, like, Chris Brown have a problem. But I just think that it's people that's just testing Chris Brown, and he's just like, I don't give a fuck about being a celebrity. You cross me, it just is what it is. Now, I'm not saying that he should have put his hands on Rihanna, but if you Rihanna got a song on one of her albums and she talk about how she's so mad and how she's throwing dishes all on the wall and wilding out and stuff, Rihanna crazy. So I just was thinking how what I was telling him is that it's, I don't think that it's all Chris Brown. I don't think he's just wilding out for no reason. I think it's just testing him.
Yeah, when it came between them two, you know, the whole, you know, between Chris Brown and Rihanna, I don't think it was all him neither. I mean, of course it got a lot to do with him. He's not going to just hit nobody for no damn reason. So,
exactly.
That's everybody else's own opinion.
I know he didn't just say, okay, you talking shit, I'm going to slap you in your mouth. Ain't no telling you that. And they probably was full of that good too, girl.
I don't care. I mean, you don't ever put your hand on any female, period, if you're a guy. I mean, I just,
That's just the book. But
no, I'll put my hands on females.
But it's some females who can push you to that point, though. Like, you know about being a female, but you don't put your hand on a female. You know y'all can
manhandle us in so many different ways. So if you gotta say you put your hand on a female in a sexual way, we ain't trying to hear all that right now. Okay.
You're right.
That's what he's trying to say. Cause I know damn well he ain't just slap, whole slap no female now.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. My hands start shaking and say, no, you can't do that. Like, wow. And I met one chick,
like,
was
the baby boy.
The first day was whooping
your
head out of me. I was like,
him.
Lord, I'm trying to not hit this girl, but she's going to keep trying me.
she was throwing head like a nigga, too.
That was
baby
like,
boy situation.
Rebuke me, Lord.
Yvette was always putting her hands on baby boy. Then one time she got him and he just said, bitch,
bro.
No, it's not okay to just do the
I understand that, but she was doing a little too much. I mean, I don't think I'll take it that far. I mean, of course, you know, me and my boyfriend have issues and we argue and stuff, but we don't never get it to that point to where we have to, if anything, we remove ourselves from the situation. When we argue or we upset, we'll just, you know, I'm just leaving. I mean, that's how I always take mine. So you don't have to put your hands on anybody, female or male.
I know. Look, I'm just being stupid because nobody deserves to be hit because guys can walk away, females can walk away, but I do think that by, you know, like over a period of time back in the day, how women, you know, used to raise their kids, don't hit. And nowadays, you have some parents who raise their kids like, you don't hit a female, but if she hits you, you better knock the hell out of her, you know, because a lot you do have women, like I saw on Judge Lynn Toler, it was this woman who actually was abusing her husband, and she thought it was okay. So it's like you can't just be hitting on people and expect nobody not to hit back. That's why I say if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back, male, female, whatever. And I know I'm not as strong as no male, but I'm going to let you know you ain't going to be putting your hands on me. I'm not going to be Tina Turner.
I was saying, it's probably a lot of dudes that have been abused, but they don't want to sound like a punk, so they don't come out and say nothing.
I mean, I agree to that, too. And here's the thing. Can a female rape a guy?
Girl, no. Look at me.
That's what
I
said.
Yes, she can lay me down. If she can let me, she can get me drunk and lay me down, top me up to sudden, say... You're
going to
get it hard, you're
going to
take this pussy.
I don't think a woman, I really genuinely, because men
you
give it up so frequently.
Yeah.
I don't think that a woman can rape a man. I really don't. And
I've been in situations
where a guy has said no. But once you go, you know, once you get to really doing what you need to do, they just give in and be like, okay, we good.
Once they raise that, once they get on hard period, it's like it's no stopping
exactly.
at that time.
So
how is
like
that?
A...
Yeah, I mean, we ain't going to hunt you if you soft. Come on.
Once we get on hard period, we done.
Y'all ready. But it's like, we going to hunt you while you soft? Then where I know it's a no. Like if you stop, you go, okay, well he don't want none of this, so I'm not gonna pursue it no more, and I'm gonna move on.
I don't even have guys.
But you keep touching
like,
the
sister's
hair long enough, eventually
he's gonna
react.
Look, I've had guys who even just be like, well, no, I don't feel like it. Then you get it up and you're like, just let me put the head in. That has to be like the weakest line of communication. I'm like, let me just put the head in. Because you know, once you put the head in, once the head go in, it's over. You in that thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you going swimming. You might as well keep going.
Okay,
stop playing.
Dive in, my nigga, dive in.
Hey, Trey Song is saying that song for no reason.
What you say, Tijuana?
Trey Song is saying he ain't make that dive in song for no reason.
He knew what he was doing.
But that hand of work, but the hand of work is something. It's about to get real. It's got to do something. It's got to go now. It's got to go back down.
And you know what, Tijuana? I used to ask that question. Like, could a woman really mm-hmm. rape a man? And I'm glad I wasn't the only female thinking like that.
Yeah, I just had to ask.
Well, because you buy like little boys and stuff. It's not necessarily that
That's a different story.
It's so weird because it's more so of the it's the mind control they put on the guy, and then like you're gonna get in trouble or whatever. I'm gonna beat you or something. So now so it's more of a mental thing, more so. Because it's more because we have to order for it to go down. We got to insert into y'all. You know, it's more prevalent. It's gonna be a more prevalent case of us doing it to y'all.
Mhm.
Well, women body ain't like y'all. Y'all a man. You grass, and that's all y'all need.
That's it. Some of y'all just need a whisper in your ear, and it's like it's whatever.
You're not even right.
I don't think I'm gonna say give it to me like that though. So
yes,
everybody different.
My mood has to be right. Like guys, they can be in a bad mood and everything. All you gotta do is kiss them the right way or touch them the right way, and they can be happy.
If we in a bad mood, it's not happening. It's not happening at all. It depends. Hey, if we in a bad mood, you ain't bringing no flowers or no candy or no dropping no money in front of me or saying, here you go shopping. Hey. I can turn it around.
Well, yeah, that's a good topic. My last question, if you could be any fruit to Tijuana, what fruit would you be?
If I could be any fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Any fruit. I like different kind of fruit. I mean, I definitely like strawberries. It could be a banana. I like bananas too. I think I like the shape more than anything of a banana than the taste.
It's y'all fault.
Y'all got my mind on it now. Now I want to get off the phone. I want to go enjoy myself. So
I really appreciate you for accepting the interview, Tijuana. Before we leave, because it is about that time, let everybody know where to find you on your social sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any other sites you know.
My Facebook, I got three of them. I got pictures on that one. It's Monique Shorter on Facebook. And I got one, Monique the Body. You can find me on that one. That's my recent, everything recent on that picture. I do have another Facebook. It's pretty much like a friendly site for everybody, for like friends, family. That one is Tijuana Shorter, of course. Instagram is Tia Shorter 24. Twitter, Tijuana S. You can look me on that one. And hopefully I have a website coming up soon. I'm trying to get a calendar coming up soon so I can start a website, so I can start selling my calendars on there. And then I also got a video coming up soon, so everybody just check it out, watch out for it, and it'll be something hot, something different, hopefully.
Well, thank you, and y'all be on the lookout because you're one are going to connect with Betty, and you're going to be staying at Human Canvas Magazine.
Yeah. That's definitely going to be hard. I'm going to make sure that one definitely hard when I finally get a chance to make that happen.
Okay.
Yep,
making it hot.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tijuana, and you got here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Do your little thing. So.
Thank you guys for having me.
Y'all are too much. T-U-S-S-Y.
Shut up, Teddy.
Well, all right, thank you guys. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good night.
Girl. All right. You too.
All right. Great night.
I will.
Well, I got to be a mess now, T. What do I do? I'm saved and sanctified.
Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You got quiet on me. I'm like, oh, maybe I went too far.
Yes, I know. No, I didn't get quiet. I was agreeing with you. I was feeling the spirits.
Yes.
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
Anyway, well, yeah, that was another good interview, down.
All right, so looks like it's the end of the show.
Yes.
Remind them how they can find you.
Thank you, everybody that tuned in tonight. Be sure y'all follow me on Instagram at @tmarie_the_model. I'm going to upload a flyer, Steady. I just got my flyer back from my event that I'm doing in Canada, November 22nd through the 24th. So, yeah, everybody follow me on Instagram. My Twitter, tmarie_mod. And you can like me on Facebook at tmariethemodel. Hit me up on Best Buy, too, y'all. Tmarie the Model. And talk to me. Big ups to ABK. Promo, ABK Models, ABK Everything, Extension Gold Hair, for my hair. Yeah, that's pretty much it for my stuff.
Y'all know how you find me. All you got to do is type in Seti J Dusk, CDDY letter J DUSK. Damn it, everywhere you can find me. And, of course, you can make sure you join one of the hottest social networks. Growing fast now. It's doing a nice little growth. Shout out to that. And see, we want those sites that we don't just grow. We do quality too. So you're not for coming there and see these fake pages all over the place. We actually watch the site, and we know what's coming in. So that's why we do it. And make sure you go to dustspot.com, DUSKSQLT.com. Listen to the shows that you miss at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or even go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network in iTunes, search that, it's free. Subscribe to the podcast, you can listen to them every freaking episode. So that's what's all going down. And shout out to all the real niggas and the real chicks out there, my real niggas.
And my real bitches. No, let me quit.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to see.
So I was like,
if I
was
said it, they was
going to
come at me.
He
was
going to
say, oh,
she
called me a bitch, and they wanted to beat me up. And then they was going to say, deal with something, I didn't want to deal with it.
That's why I say, I got you, Sadie. Shout out to all my real bitches. How about that? Now let me quit.
So she got away with it. She said it, so now I'm good. Be out, man. Oh, yeah, that's for the shameless plug.
Yes.
Kevin's Magazine. Issue number 3 coming out next week. See y'all feeling with that for that. It's the thankful issue. What are you thankful for? It's going to be crazy.
Sandy, I need to get in your magazine. Look at me. I guess you say, yo, ass.
Oh, yeah, you are,
that.
Man. I'll tell you, I was. Man, shout out to Bonafide, Lord Jesus. That was one of the best purchases of 2013.
Shut up, Sonny. You talking about shout out to Bonafide. You
that was one of the best purchases of 2013. 15.
I want to do, yeah, I need the cover for Human Canvas. I want to do a Christmas thing, like something that's a Christmas cover.
I'm thinking about doing something. You know what? I'm thinking about doing, I'm put out there now, let you know. I don't know what month I'm doing yet. I'm thinking probably
You
April.
Had a special announcement tonight, too. I forgot what the, well, I didn't know what the special announcement was.
Oh, yes, I did.
I'm
sorry. I sure did. I had a lot of things I was trying to talk about all at once. There's so many freaking things. Oh. Maya Angelou's going to be in town this week, so I'm going to be chilling with her. Y'all going to probably see some pictures of us at the turned up, you know. It's going to be me and Goldie, my sister, who's the host of the Thursday shows, Real Strip Radio, which is crazy. And then next week, another historian is coming to the area. It's going to be turned up. I saw Garrett turned up. It happens in Dallas, Fort Worth. Say Dallas, Fort Worth. So shout out to that. My girl, T. Marie. Should be here.
Time to be turned up. I want everybody to come holler at me. I'm gonna tell you what location I'm gonna be at Monday. So y'all tune in again Monday.
Yeah, so make sure you come turned up. I'm gonna have her turned up and make sure she gets home safe. You know, I make sure, man, people get turned up, they still go, you're in good hands. Good hands, like all
states. Oh, I know I'm going to be in good hands because I'm going to be with Will and I'm going to have Steady. And so I'm going to have my two guys with me and I'm going to just be turned up, wilding out. Yep, yep. Acting like I'm in Vegas. No, let me quit.
Oh. Yeah, don't quit. Okay. All right, that being said, y'all, we got to roll on. Oh. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J or what there's a
T.
Oh, well, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and your girl,
T. Marie.
All right.
And we're out.
See y'all next week.
Out.